In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Mark is the briefest of the four Gospels, and yet even in this shortest telling of the Passion narrative, it is profound and powerful. What our Lord suffered for our sake. Even the part where he's in the garden and says, you know, God, please, if we can avoid this, let's do that. But your will be done. I've spoken before that in John's gospel, Jesus has no problem going with the crucifixion. He is large and in charge. In Mark's gospel, we find the most human Jesus, the one who fears and is anguished, who begs his friends to stay awake with him and comfort him as he approaches this hour. We need both those images of Christ. We need the Christ who stands tall and does what needs to be done. But we also need the human being that is Jesus of Nazareth, because we are human beings. We can all too easily exclude the grander gestures of Jesus because, hey, he's God. But he's also fully human, also is prone to all the frailties that we are, except for sin. And we can identify with that Lord Christ. I'm sure too many of us have had opportunity to cry out, my God, where are you? Why am I facing this? Why is this happening? And we can be comforted in some small part in knowing that our Lord Jesus Christ goes through the same kind of thing. And had no need to. Our readings from Philippians, that he did not consider being equal with God to be something to grasp, but emptied himself, became one of us, became a human being of all things. And not a grand and glorious human being, but a human being born in a stable, among the most meager and humble surroundings we can imagine. Lauded by shepherds, of all things, guys who smell like sheep. You know how wool smells when it gets wet? Imagine being in a rainstorm with a herd of sheep. But that's the people that Christ came for us, for the lowly, the meek, the humble, the destitute, and also for the others. But no one had ever counted them as being included in the kingdom. And in his ministry, our Lord Jesus Christ worked over and over again to show his love and compassion for all aspects of humanity. Not just those who were well off and the rich and the powerful, for the humble and the lowly, those who face so much tragedy in life. Our Lord came and died for all of them, for all of us. Each Sunday we gather and celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it is a glorious and wonderful thing that God says, this is what I intended, this is what I wanted, this is vindication. Because the very idea that the Messiah would die, much less die by crucifixion, die nailed to a tree, was unheard of. Never entered the thoughts of the Jews as they were looking for the coming Messiah. That's not what the Messiah was. And so when Jesus breathed his last, when he was well and truly dead, that settled it for so many people. Even his followers were wondering, is this really it? And then are surprised and amazed and shocked and full of awe and wonder and joy on that Sunday. And we'll get there. First, we go through Holy Week. First, we take time to really contemplate what our Lord suffered for us. Because in choosing to become human, he took on everything that humans face, even death. Merely by becoming human, he chose to die. And died in the most horrible way we can imagine, surrounded by people jeering at him, mocking him, making fun of him. In Mark's gospel, even the two thieves crucified with him are making fun of him. Can you imagine the anguish, that he suffered for us. So we give thanks that he would do that for us, that for us and for our salvation, he would come down from heaven, be crucified under Pontius Pilate, be dead, buried, feeling as though God had forsaken him. And then God raised him from the dead in triumph. We'll get there. For now, let's contemplate the mysteries of the Passion of our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.